Hello, friends. My name is Brittany, and this is the Capture the Chaos podcast. Right now, your photography business probably looks like confetti on the floor after a birthday session. A bit of a mess. In this podcast, we talk about how you can be more productive and organize your time so you can learn how to run your photography business in 15 hours a week or less. Okay, girl, you cannot do everything on your own. At some point in your business, you are going to have to ask for help. Outsourcing in your business is a beautiful thing. Yes, you're spending money, but if you do it right, you can get so much time back and you can turn those hours that you're saving into something else that is making you money for your business. Or you can just put your feet up and spend that time that you're saving relaxing or spending time with your family. But you definitely want to make sure you're outsourcing the right things in your business so that your monetary investment is doing the most work for you. The three big questions people ask when it comes to outsourcing are, how do I know when I'm ready to outsource? How do I know what to outsource? What do I need to do before I am ready to outsource? So how do I know when I'm ready to outsource something? I know I'm ready to outsource something when a task is taking me too long to complete, or when you just plain don't enjoy doing something, or you continue to put it off from month to month to month, which probably means that you don't really like doing it, or when you know someone else will do a better job than you can do. So those are my three key indicators that it's probably time to pass it off to somebody else. I found that I was spending too much time culling my images back in the fall. It took me about 45 minutes to cull a full session, which is probably like 2,000 images, and about an hour and a half to cull a set of mini sessions, which is probably like 4,000 to 6,000 images. And yes, I admit I'm a bit of an overshooter. And when I added it up for the week, that was anywhere from like 3 to 6 hours of work time. This is where I know people are going to come out of the woodworks telling me how to cull faster, or have you tried this method or that method? And that, my friend, brings me to the second indicator that it's time to outsource something. I just don't enjoy doing a certain task. I don't like to cull. I don't find it enjoyable. I find it way too repetitive. I don't like it and I don't want to do it. So I'm passing it off to an editor. And that brings us to, how do I know what to outsource? You want to make sure you're getting the most back for your time and your money. A while back, I was calling myself and then I would pass the editing off to an editor. Well, funny enough, after timing myself on a series of tasks, I found out that I edit really fast. We're talking like 45 minutes or less on a full session. And I enjoy the editing part of my job. So it didn't really make sense that I was paying someone to do that part when I am fast and I enjoy it. I am much happier paying someone to cull my images for me. That's just how it is. When I was paying to outsource my editing, it wasn't the best investment for me personally. I was able to save money and way more time by outsourcing my culling. Are you tired of the hustle and grind? Me too. Let's go ahead and make a pact to slow down this year and do more by doing less. We've told ourselves this lie that we can't get organized and we can't spend any time focusing on running our business because we are moms first. And when we do focus on anything other than our kids, the guilt starts to eat us alive. Our lives are crazy and hectic, and they are filled with beautiful moments we don't want to miss. Maybe you've told yourself you have to put this business on the back burner so you don't miss any of those beautiful moments. We tend to fall into this trap to make more money. We have to do more. And that's simply not true. Do you want to learn how to organize your time to be more productive so you can spend less time running your business while being profitable so you don't have to miss out on those beautiful, chaotic moments of your life? In April, I'm starting a brand new program for photographers. It's called Simplify the Chaos. During this 3-month program, I will show you how to run a successful photography business in 15 hours a week or less. There will be a mixture of self-paced videos and bi-weekly group coaching calls to hold you accountable. If you want to learn more, hop onto the waitlist by texting SIMPLIFY to 469-689-6983 or head to the show notes and join by email. Before you can have a clear picture of what to outsource, you need to do a couple of things. One, I want you to brain dump every task that you do or that you think you should be doing in your business. Or you can also do a time audit, which you know your girl loves. Then I also want you to list out in detail what each task looks like. List out every teeny tiny step that you do. For example, if the task is post on social media, your to-do steps might include setting monthly goals, brainstorming content that aligns with those goals, writing caption for each piece of content, then choosing images from your galleries or creating visuals on Canva, and then create the actual content and schedule the posts on social media through Meta or your preferred scheduling platform. I would even suggest going a step further and time yourself doing those so you know exactly how long everything takes you, so you know how much time you can potentially save by outsourcing pieces of your business. I've made the mistake of knowing I needed help, but not really having a clear picture of what I needed help with. And so I wasted time and money trying to outsource when I had no idea what actually needed to happen. Are you thinking, oh my gosh, the idea of getting ready to outsource something sounds so overwhelming? Well, picture this. You're on a boat and it's slowly taking on water through a crack and it's sinking. That's you and your business. So you panic and you just start throwing everything overboard so you'll sink slower. Oh, but wait, in your haste, you threw over the tape and the tools to fix the slow leak, along with your life vest and your bottled water. Great. Now you're sinking slower, but you have to fish those supplies back out of the water so you can fix the leak. And in the meantime, you've taken on even more water. Outsourcing before you're ready is kind of like that. So take a second, organize your supplies. What can you stand to throw over the edge and what do you need to keep? I've been on a sinking boat, my friends, and I get that feeling. And I know it's hard to see the bigger picture when you're in that boat. It is hard to see that you're actually so close to land, but you can totally do this. And I am, as always, here to help.